Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
We're back. It's 12 after.
No, I won't.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Isidore Roosevelt is here as well, ladies and gentlemen, because he's got a book that I'm holding in my hand that is one of his many books that he's written. He's written something under 1,000 books. They've sold something under 10 million copies worldwide. Many of you know him as the doctor on the popular show on Sunday House Call on Fox News Channel. I call him the Dr. Welby of the 21st century. I don't think he'll mind me saying that. The book I'm holding in my hand is Dr. Isidore Roosevelt's 2005 Breakthrough Health, and he's with us right now. Dr. Roosevelt, welcome to the show.
It's over 10 million. What do you mean just under 10 million?
Sorry about that. I didn't have the last news. I didn't have the last report.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't go on the air until you have all the latest facts.
Well, you're exactly right, and I feel appropriately chastised there. Thank you for that. That's always a good start with a host, Dr. Roosevelt. Let's talk about some of the things that you talk, the new thing. By the way, you don't mind me calling you the Dr. Welby of the 21st century, do you?
Not at all. I mean, he was a very good-looking guy.
He was a good-looking guy.
Yeah,
but I got to say...
Who was the actor who played it? I don't remember.
James Brolin. I thought you meant his sidekick. That was... what was his name? I can't believe I can't say his name. Robert Young. That's right. Thank
Robert
you, Roger.
Robert Young, that's right.
Robert Young, yeah.
Looking. He was all right.
Yeah, he did a good job. Hey, let's talk about some of the things in your book. One of the things, Dr. Roosevelt, that I am trying to do on my show is keep my small business owners healthy. And so quite often, actually, maybe even once a week more recently, we've tried to have people like yourself on who are thought leaders in the area of healthcare and medicine and well-being, physical and mental well-being, to make sure small business owners not only are successful financially, but they're successful with this protoplasm that we've been given. And so I appreciate you joining us to talk to us about that. One of the things that you say is that in the past year, there have been innumerable advances in medicine, and you want to talk to us about some of those.
What are it's not only the past year. You could say in the past week.
But you said that in your book.
Every week. Or every day, there are breakthroughs, very exciting things. The problem is that we're deluged by this new information. Patients read about it and hear about it, see it on television, and so on, and they don't know what to make of it. What I've tried to do in this book is really provide information, analyze every day. I spent every day of the last year going through all the latest journals and the latest news, looking for the breakthroughs, trying to see which ones would endure, which were really meaningful breakthroughs, and which would sort of be forgotten. And I put the ones that I thought are important into a book so that when somebody picks up this 2000 Breakthrough Health and they look through the index, these are things that I have evaluated and found to have substance to them. And they're practical things. I don't bother with the Tsutsugamushi fever that you're never going to hear about. But, ulcers and Botox and heart attacks and strokes and hysterectomies and stuff that American men and women have to face every day of their lives.
Let's talk about commercial sunscreens. I have a condition called vitiligo. And so when I go outside, I have to put extra sunscreen on. And one of the things
you
talk
about,
sir,
where what part of your body is all over?
it's fairly well developed, and on my face I have some, and on my arms a little bit. So talk to me about this sunscreen that you mentioned, that regular commercial sunscreens may not do the job. What do I need?
Well, there are more and more sunscreens are having it. You see, the sun has two different kinds of rays, the UVA rays and the UVB rays. And the sunscreens that are available here in the United States don't protect against the ultraviolet, the UVB rays.
Even the 50...
They're the ones that cause the various skin malignancies like squamous cell carcinoma, mm-hmm. basal cell carcinoma, and so on.
So,
and there's a... In Europe, they have products that contain the UVA protection stuff. They don't have it here.
So even though I'm not getting burned when I go out, if I use the off-the-shelf stuff, I'm still not getting completely protected.
Yeah, and what you can try is there's some drugstores are importing this European sunscreen. It contains a stuff called Mexoryl, M-E-X-O-R-Y-L. You ought to look at it.
I think
L'Oreal, I mentioned in the book that L'Oreal makes it.
Well,
they had a meeting about this, and I'm hoping that the FDA will approve the addition of this Mexoryl to
my pharmacist actually makes up a special concoction for me. Maybe that, I'm going to ask him if that's what he's using. I hope it is. Talk to us about arthritis. That's another big deal right now. What are some news? What's the news on arthritis?
Well, you know, a lot of the news about arthritis or the controlling the pain of arthritis has developed since this book came out last Monday.
Right. We've had some news on...
But I don't mind talking about it as long as anybody who's listening promises to buy the book anyway. I'll tell them about the stuff that's even more recent than what's in the book.
Because there's been some...
That's the whole brouhaha mm-hmm. about Vioxx and
Celebrex.
Bextra and Celebrex, the COX-2 inhibitors,
mm-hmm.
and as you know, and it's been played to death in the media, that at least for all three, there is evidence that at least people who've already had heart attacks and heart trouble should not be taking these COX-2 inhibitors
right.
on an ongoing basis.
But what about Vioxx people?
Has been withdrawn from the market. Celebrex and Bextra are still there, and there was some whisper about Aleve, which is a COX-1 inhibitor. And let me tell you that I'm a cardiologist, and I'm interested in the difference between these COX-1 and COX-2. They both control pain of arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
But the COX-1 are like aspirin. They also not only control pain, they prevent the blood from clotting.
Mm-hmm.
And so they protect against heart attacks.
Do you recommend an aspirin? Do you recommend an aspirin a day?
Do
you recommend an aspirin a day?
I do. I do. I recommend an aspirin a day, a baby aspirin, 81 milligram strength, for everyone who is at risk for a heart attack.
Stand by, Dr.
I don't recommend an aspirin a day for a 20-year-old woman or a 25-year-old
Stand by,
man.
Dr. Rosenfeld. We're going to be right back, folks. 20 after, we'll be right back with Dr. Isidore Rosenfeld in his 2005 Breakthrough Health book. Stay with us. We've got more to come. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm holding in my hand a book, ladies and gentlemen, that I think you might could use. I think your small business probably ought to have one of these because, as you know, I want you to live a long time and enjoy your small business as long as you possibly can. And there's never been a time in the history of mankind when you and I can educate ourselves to become healthier we know more about nutrition. We know more about medicine. We know that cigarettes kill people. We know that that drinking too much, you know, what it can do. We know about genetics. We know about how we got some of the stuff that we have. We get a lot of it from our parents. There are things we can do about that. And Dr. Isidore Rosenfeld writes about those things in his book, Dr. Isidore Rosenfeld's 2005 Breakthrough Health. And I know it's just available right now in bookstores, isn't it, Doctor?
You know, I just want to complete the thought. We were talking about these painkillers. I have a report, a breakthrough, that I think people ought to know about. If you've got osteoarthritis and you've been taking Bextra or Vioxx or Celebrex or Motrin or any of these things, you know, the less you take of them, the better, regardless of the brand.
Mm-hmm.
But they found that they did some research at Temple University in Philadelphia, and they found that if you take a supplement called glucosamine, and if you got the pain and you take glucosamine for a couple of weeks, a minimum of 2 weeks, then you can usually reduce the dosage of your NSAID by half.
Wow.
The combination of the two, when you combine the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory like Celebrex or Motrin or,
right,
or Aleve with glucosamine, which is a natural substance, you can reduce your intake.
Now, the one that I have has glucosamine and chondroitin together.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. That's generally how they're sold.
Now, do I stop after 2 weeks?
Health food stores and so on.
Do I stop after 2 weeks with the glucosamine?
Yeah.
Okay. And when do I start?
And then after you've been on the glucosamine for 2 or 3 weeks, together with the NSAID, then try reducing the dosage of the NSAID by half. Now, that's a very important practical
tip. But I keep taking the glucosamine or I stop taking it?
Absolutely. No, you keep taking it.
Okay. So you never stop taking the glucosamine?
No.
Okay.
And the other thing they have, the other breakthrough on glucosamine, they found, I mean, people with all this bad press for these painkillers, people are looking for alternatives. And the other thing is you ought to ask at your drugstore, health food store, they now have a topical glucosamine, which you can rub on your knee and so on. And that apparently, I haven't tried it myself, but apparently that gives some relief too.
That's where my real problem is in my knees.
Yeah. Well, try that. I think it may help.
The only thing about the glucosamine pill is it's huge.
I think it depends on the brand you take.
Okay, maybe that's it. Maybe I need to talk to my pharmacist about that.
Yeah, there's one commercial brand. It's called, I think, Cosamin DS.
Right.
And it's a manageable size.
What's the news on cancer, Dr. Rosenfeld?
Well, there's a lot of news on cancer. The bottom line is that the key is still early detection.
Right.
And we have all kinds of ways of doing it and so on. But as far as treatment is concerned, I think there are two breakthroughs in the last year that I discuss in the book. The first is anti-angiogenesis. Now, that's a long word, and this is what it means. In order for a cancer to grow, it has to be nourished. And that nourishment is provided by the blood supply to the cancer. And there are medications now. This is the result of research by a doctor in Boston called Judah Volkman, where they give you a pill or you inject the area, and it prevents blood vessels from growing area.
Yeah.
So there's a new drug for colon cancer that's spread. I think it's called Avantis that interferes with the blood supply to the cancer and thereby starves it, and it shrivels or it doesn't grow nearly as quickly.
What is the most important thing that you've seen that you know of right now to help us prevent cancers? What are some things that we can do from
no smoking?
No smoking, period.
No smoking. No smoking, number one, and a low fat diet. Those are the two main things that I can think of. The other breakthrough in the treatment of cancer is the development of monoclonal antibodies, which attack the cancer cells and leave the healthy cells alone. And they're doing that in malignant melanoma of the skin. They're doing it in some colon cancers. It's a new field. And in prostate cancer, but that's developing. I think, you know, within 10 or 15 years, the cancer will have, 10 years, I'd say, will have a different complexion in its treatment.
Dr. Rosenfeld, I got 30 seconds. What's the best thing we can do for our heart today?
Weight, exercise, blood pressure, cholesterol, no smoking, and check your blood sugar and your weight.
Wow, and I got 20 seconds left. What about vitamins?
I only prescribe vitamins for older people who don't have a predictable nutrition intake. I don't think that vitamin supplements are necessary for anybody else. And vitamin E, which we used to think was the greatest, apparently carries some risks in doses higher than 400 international units.
Dr. Rosenfeld, your show was on Fox News on Sunday morning. It's called Sunday House Call. The book is called...
And I'm also health editor of Parade Magazine.
Thank you very much for reminding me of that. He's also the author of the brand new book, Dr. Isidore Rosenfeld's 2005 Breakthrough Health. Doctor, come back and see us another day.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Rick Maurer. This is Jim. This is Jim Blessing Game, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.